Beyond the bottom line, embracing purpose for sustainable success. A quiet revolution unfolds. More corporations are pivoting from the traditional shareholder-first, profit-centric ethos to a more holistic, stakeholder-oriented, purpose-driven philosophy. Yet, these trailblazers remain in the minority, a paradox in an era crying out for change. Let's delve into the heart of this transformation, weighing the costs and benefits of these divergent paths. What toll does the relentless pursuit of profit take on your team's spirit and well-being? Conversely, what boundless rewards await those who dare to operate with a compass guided by purpose? High stress, disengagement, and voluntary turnover. Research from the American Psychological Association reveals that companies with high-pressure environments focused on financial achievements face healthcare costs nearly 50% higher than their less stressful counterparts. This stress translates to significant economic losses for the U.S., with over $500 billion drained annually due to workplace stress, leading to 550 million workdays lost. Stress is also a significant factor in 60% to 80% of workplace accidents and is believed to be the reason behind more than 80% of doctor visits. The health implications of workplace stress are severe, linking it to conditions like metabolic syndrome, cardiovascular disease, and even increased mortality rates. In addition, findings from the Queen's School of Business and Gallup highlight the repercussions of employee disengagement, a 37% rise in absenteeism, a 49% increase in accidents, and a 60% uptick in errors and defects. Organizations with low levels of employee engagement suffer from 18% reduced productivity, a 16% decrease in profitability, a 37% drop in job growth, and a 65% slump in share price over time. Conversely, companies with highly engaged employees see a doubling in job applications. Research also indicates that workplace stress significantly boosts voluntary turnover by almost 50%, as employees start looking for new jobs, turn down promotions, or resign altogether. The costs of turnover are substantial, encompassing expenses related to hiring, training, lost productivity, and the loss of expertise. The Center for American Progress estimates the cost of replacing a single employee to be about 20% of their salary. Combating these challenges requires cultivating a positive workplace culture, the sole source of well-being. More, Harvard Business Review, 2015. Building a positive work culture. Building a positive and supportive culture within your team hinges on several fundamental principles. Research highlights six critical traits of a beneficial workplace environment. Fostering friendship. Show that you care for your colleagues as you would for friends. Mutual support. Offer support and compassion to each other, especially during challenging times. Forgiveness over blame. Encourage a culture where mistakes are forgiven rather than blamed. Motivation and inspiration. Inspire each other to achieve greatness at work. Meaningful work. Stress the work's importance and value. Respect and integrity. Treat each other with respect, gratitude, trust, and integrity. As a leader, fostering these qualities can be achieved through four actionable steps. Promote social connections. Strong social bonds at work lead to numerous positive outcomes, such as lower illness rates, faster recovery, less depression, and improved job performance. Conversely, poor social relationships can significantly increase the risk of early death, underscoring the lethal impact of toxic, stressful work environments on social bonds and life expectancy. Demonstrate empathy. Your behavior significantly affects employees' emotional well-being. Empathetic leadership fosters resilience among employees during tough times, whereas unkind or indifferent leadership can trigger avoidance and negative emotions. Extend a helping hand. Leaders' self-sacrifice and fairness inspire employees' loyalty and commitment. This, in turn, encourages them to support and cooperate with their colleagues, creating a positive, self-reinforcing workplace culture. Open lines of communication. Encouraging employees to speak up about their concerns fosters a sense of safety and trust. This psychological safety leads to better performance, innovation, and a willingness to experiment, which is essential for growth and success. Leaders prioritizing kindness and interpersonal respect set a positive tone for the organization. Adam Grant's work illustrates that leadership qualities are essential to effective team and organizational performance. Positive work environments contribute to healthier employees who offer better customer service, improving client satisfaction and outcomes. This cycle reinforces the importance of a happy and caring workplace culture, benefiting employee well-being, productivity, and customer satisfaction. Corporate purpose, the transformative force. A Harvard Business Review article, What Successful Purpose Statements Do Differently, explored how companies like Microsoft, MasterCard, and Marriott foster a culture of purpose that resonates with staff and performance metrics. These companies have mastered the art of marrying the human element of business with financial excellence, setting themselves apart in the modern corporate landscape. Under Satya Nadella's leadership, Microsoft adopted an empowerment mission, resulting in a significant transformation that aligned its operations with a broader, bolder purpose. This shift involved creating collaborative alliances even with former competitors, reflecting a new, inclusive corporate philosophy. When Satya Nadella became CEO of Microsoft in February of 2014, the once iconic company stagnated. It was losing market share along with the confidence of its stakeholders. Investors questioned whether Microsoft should even exist as a single company. About 5 months into Nadella's tenure, Microsoft announced it cut 18,000 jobs, about 14% of its workforce. However, the new CEO believed the team needed to be boundaryless in seeking innovative customer solutions. After busting internal silos, he sought to increase teamwork among many parties that could accelerate economic growth, including customers, employees, governments, investors, and suppliers. Today, the company's long-term prospects look more vital than ever. Its empowerment purpose is driving value for customers, employees, suppliers and partners, communities, and investors alike. MasterCard cultivated a culture steeped in the MasterCard way, rooted in respect and empathy, which has led to remarkable inclusivity and growth. This culture promotes behaviors beyond legal standards, aiming for a shared sense of decency and mutual benefit, significantly expanding their global financial reach. Most purpose statements are lengthy and not memorable. Employees probably couldn't recite them. MasterCard recognizes this problem and focuses on memorable catchphrases that capture the gist of the purpose and guide on-the-job behaviors. Doing well by doing good means that MasterCard employees commit to doing good things for society that will also improve the company's performance, and they avoid activities that would boost profits through destructive behaviors. The MasterCard way is a shorthand summary of 9 behaviors within 3 pillars that the company encourages to increase innovation, collaboration, and agility. The decency quotient describes the respect, kindness, empathy, dignity, and understanding people bring to their interactions. Marriott's purpose centers on core values that prioritize people and service. It earns high marks from employees for its authentic commitment to its mission. Marriott's approach demonstrates the tangible impact of aligning company operations with a robust and human-oriented purpose. Marriott's philosophy is paying off. Glassdoor tracks over 1 million companies and ranks the hotelier number 80 on its best places to work list. Marriott has been one of Fortune's 100 best companies to work for every year since the list's 1998 inception. And while the S&P 500 has increased by 168% over the past 10 years, Marriott, a 97-year-old company in an industry rocked by the COVID-19 crisis and disruptive upstarts like Airbnb, has grown 392%. Contrasting these examples with traditional industrial-era firms reveals a stark difference. Many companies are still entrenched in outdated management philosophies, prioritizing systems over individuals, often focusing on short-term profits and shareholder value at the expense of broader corporate purposes. The Harvard article emphasizes the importance of truthfulness in corporate purpose statements. Firms that pay lip service to human-centered values without reflecting them in their operations erode trust and fail to inspire their workforce. In contrast, companies that integrate human values into their methods and behaviors encourage their employees to perform better financially, demonstrating the benefits of a purpose-driven focus over a profit-driven one. In the graph below, the 3 purpose-driven firms, Microsoft, MasterCard, and Marriott, outperform the S&P 500. Credits to Steve Denning for his article on Forbes, How Corporate Purpose Inspires the World's Most Valuable Firms. Author: Edwin Corver. View all posts.